Well, good morning to another Fun Facts Friday. We're in the gymnasium. I think we call it the
Family Life Center.
We're with Jimmy Easterby. Jimmy and I actually go back quite a ways. We go back to high school, as I remember.
Middle school.
And we used to play basketball together at the YMCA. And if I tried to shoot a basketball now, I would tear a rotator cuff. So, why are we here?
So, Jimmy is employed as the director of sports ministry, and it's a ministry that's grown. We'll come to that in a minute. But who are these people walking around?
Yes, this is something that my wife and I kind of thought about. We were going to walk ourselves, and we thought, why don't we start a fitness walking club or gathering? And so
Betsy?
This is Betsy Easterby.
Yeah.
She did not know she was going to be participating.
As anything else we do, she's the brains of this operation.
There you go. I'm glad we got her.
So this began a year ago?
No, probably.
This walking thing?
Yeah, that's just pretty new, maybe 6 months ago,
okay.
Months ago.
During
yeah.
COVID.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true. And that was another piece that I think added to that, just get people out. For the most part, they're spread out, wear masks, you know, all that. So.
And is this representative of the number of people who walk?
No, we usually have a few more, and it's about eight.
It's okay.
And at different times?
Yes.
It's basically 9 to 10:30.
So how would somebody participate in this? Would they just show up, or do they have to be a member?
Right now, we're doing just membership.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that that's going to change.
Okay.
And I've got to check with Lee Harlan, who I used to go through to get permission to expand that. But
We have to get permission from Lee Harlan for everything. I mean, everything. So, in addition to the walking ministry, what other aspects of sports ministry? Obviously, basketball is a big thing for you.
Yes. Well, we started the basketball ministry back in 1993.
And then it was only a few teams.
A few teams with no gym. We had no facility.
Awkward.
Complications.
Yeah.
So what we did was we went to some schools and just different places in the Columbia area to see if we could just borrow their facilities.
And for our viewers, you know, we have viewers.
Are you sure? Other than Rosemary,
I'm assuming we've got viewers. Now the numbers are, well, take COVID out of it, but how many? How many basketball players, teams?
You don't even know how to ask
no.
questions.
You played basketball.
Yeah. Well, if we fast forward that to where we are now, once we got the gym was built, which is 1999-2000, and that changed a lot when we got the gym built. And then we began to expand. We have a tremendous outreach.
How many teams?
26 churches that are involved.
26 churches?
That are not First Pres.
Oh, yeah.
This is just outreach. So that's the really piece there that we love, the outreach that comes with that.
And how many teams?
Well, we have about 20 teams within our church.
That's a lot.
Do you ever come down on a Saturday morning and watch? He could referee.
Sure, we got a striped shirt in there. He wants to put it on.
Well, I want to talk more about the basketball part of the ministry, because it's a big deal next week. So, thank you for cluing in to see what we're doing, and we will see you next week for Fun Facts Friday. Have a good weekend.